to tell me why. Yeah. Amen. You want to receive? Give it out. Amen? Okay, I want to take you to the Word, and so if we could just bow our heads and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And Father, I just ask that you would just anoint these words with life so that they can produce life in Jesus' name. Amen? And I pray that you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to this church. We're going to start in verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There were different kinds of working, but the same God, who works all of them in all men and women. Amen? Okay. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So it's to release something good in all of us. Amen? To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge, which is the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. By means of the same Spirit, or the same Holy Spirit. To another, faith, by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing, by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous power. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits, or discernment of spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are works of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as Kim determines. You notice a flaw. Yeah. Just as the Holy Spirit determines, not people. Okay? Now, in the NIV, it says one body, many parts. That's the heading. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free. And we were all given of the one Spirit to drink. Now, many times you say, well, what do you mean drink? Well, the Spirit is also represented in water. And so, when Jesus was at the well in John chapter 4, he said to the lady, you need living water. And she told him, you ain't got a bucket. Right? But she did receive. So, verse 14. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for the reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. It would not, for that reason, cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as Kim wanted them to be. Do you notice another flaw there? Okay. Just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Look at your neighbor. Say, if you think you're weak, if you think you're too young, you're more important than the rest. How about that? Mm-hmm. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Isn't that cool? While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body. There should be. That doesn't mean there isn't sometimes. How many of you have ever noticed when you go home at night that you might have some division in your house? Yeah, might. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll consider that an invitation. But that is part, that its parts should be equal concern for each other. Did you hear that? But that its parts should have equal concern for each other. So even in a house where all the people are living into one place, they should all have equal concern for each other. Kind of cool, huh? Wouldn't that be neat? Now, that doesn't happen in my house yet. Sometimes it's a little higher. Sometimes it slumps a little. And when it slumps, I usually go a little bit deeper into prayer. Okay? Verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. I can remember one time a lady said, oh, I am so happy, I rejoice because God has provided my husband bring home a brand new car for me. And every woman in the place was jealous. And this was in church. And I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. I could hear them on the boy, we had a husband like that. Well, something wrong with my husband. It wasn't too bad until the following Sunday when she drove up with a brand new Cadillac. Oh, yeah, right. You saw how wonderfully all the ladies were. Oh, isn't this beautiful? Not one of them congratulated her. And that was a church. That was a church. I'm not kidding. They were jealous as peacocks. What's wrong with this picture? If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So you understand, you're not allowed any jealousy. You're not allowed. If it starts creeping up, put it beneath your feet. Doesn't come from God. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Say, I'm a part of the body of Christ. So get ready. I've already moved in, and I'm going to be applying the gifts of the Spirit that are given to me from the Holy Ghost. Amen. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, and workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with the gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret, but eagerly desire the greater gift? Love. And now I will show you the more excellent way, which is the gift of love. And I could go on there, but I don't want to. Because you see, tonight, like I told you earlier when we first began, I know that you need to be able to declare who you are in Christ. And you need to be able to make that statement, even if you make a mistake. How many know God doesn't have a problem if we make mistakes? All we do is start over. You might have double or triple talents. Tell your neighbor, you might have double or triple. Even five or six. It's up to God. And it's up to me. If I want him to develop them, all I've got to do is Knock on that door knock. Amen? Knock on that door knock. Okay? You can ask for all of them. And you know what? He's not stingy. You just might excel in some more than in others. So would you bow your heads, please? Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I need grace. Because I'm going to declare what I believe you've already given me. If it's more than one of the gifts and the operation of the gifts, it's A-OK with God and it's A-OK with me. Amen? So who's first?
You know, when I saw that vision tonight and I asked the Lord how to proceed, and all I heard was, you know, go to the gifts and declare it. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hand over your tummy, because it's not out of your brain that you're going to get these things. It's out of your inner man, your spirit man. And say, Lord Jesus, I'm all yours. By the power of the Holy Spirit, develop everything by the Holy Spirit that I need to be a vital member of the house of prayer or any other church that I am a part of, so that the body can grow and mature. So that God will be glorified through the spiritual gifts that are in me. Amen. And amen. Father, I thank you for these that have listened to this, and I ask that you would just do the mighty gift of them, being able to receive whatever it is that you're depositing in them now, even as I speak. Let the gifts of your Spirit come forth in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said,
Amen.